up our plates. Papa's saying grace.
This is Shelley Tomlinson, Belle of All Things Southern, author of the newly released storytelling cookbook, Hungry is a Mighty Fine Sauce. And you're listening to All Things Southern Live on KMLB, News Talk 105.7 FM and 540 AM. Let's do this thing.
Louisiana, living sweet as sugar on the neck.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. I am so delighted that you have decided to join us here on All Things Southern Live.
Yes, yes.
We are all geared up to have a big show, and I forewarned the Facebook Live audience to be forearmed that my friend and yours, Rhonda Perry, was with us in the studio today.
Yes, and I'm so excited. Actually, I'm just thankful to be here because
why is that?
It was pretty iffy when you picked me up today. I'm just saying, you've been in rare form today.
Y'all,
I wish we could have had a video camera on us all day leading up to here.
I may have had a few things on my mind. You think? Maybe a few things. Yeah, it's just that there's a lot going on.
Yes, it is. And you can finish that.
Oh,
but
she's going to let me finish that on my radio show.
Seriously had to ask her if she took medicine before she picked me up. Because there was one time when she got up to speak in front of a crowd of people in a fancy wancy place.
Are you going
to
tell that story?
And she had been on painkillers. And I told her, just take a half of one because we didn't know how it was going to affect her. Well, it affected her big time. And I'm telling you, I relived that in the car for hours today. I was like, are you hurting? Did you take medicine today? What's wrong?
I would just like for everyone listening to know that I did not sanction that. I did not know she was going to tell that story, and I did not know that.
But you give her inviting me, I'm just saying.
See? There you go. Welcome to my world. It's not always easy, but it is always interesting. Can we say that?
Amen.
It is.
Amen.
As I was going to say before Rhonda allowed me to speak on my radio show, that there are just a few things in my mind. We're going to get into some of those things during the show, catch you up to date on some of the things that's happening at All Things Southern.
And so much going on.
Tell you some stories. I don't know. I may tell you a story or two. Rhonda is going to be, as scary as I find this, manning social media.
Oh, okay.
So
now I'm taking care of a little business matter about somebody that I need to get my opinion to.
And what she means by that is she's found a Facebook thread that she needs to opine on. So while Rhonda opines in the sweet name of Jesus, I will catch y'all up on a little bit of news.
Carry on. Nolan West, you'll be wanting to catch up on.
Is Nolan West with us today? Hello,
Nolan. I'm just, it's on his thread. They'll know.
Okay. Well, we'll do a little shout out here in a moment to everyone that's listening and give them a big howdy. So y'all go ahead and put your name, little comment on the Facebook wall, and we'll get back to y'all later. But there are a few things that you should know about this week or today. For one, first off.
Yes.
It is National Mutt Day. I read that online, and you know what I said about that?
What?
That is mixed breed to you people.
Don't be politically correct.
I am nothing if not politically correct. And you don't call them a mutt. You call them a mixed breed. So there.
I got too much.
Rhonda, she's kind of like a mixed breed.
I got a couple.
You know how they do that, Rhonda? They, what's funny?
Yeah, I know how they get mixed. I do. I do know how that works.
Let me finish the complete thought because I really wasn't going there on radio.
Okay.
I kind of know how that happens as well, but what I was going to refer to is the interesting way that people will look at dogs and try to figure out mix they are. And
poor
that's fun.
River. Poor River. We
Rhonda
can't figure
dog.
River.
We can't bend.
No.
We cannot tag that dog. But, you know, I just wondered if you'd ever thought about something like, you know, that 23andMe site that they have where you can find out your genetic history.
Oh.
Maybe they have a 23andMe for canines.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
So there you go. You could send Rivers in.
Get him to pee in a cup. I'll do it.
That's another thing I have yet to say on radio until today. So I am so glad that Rhonda's with me to talk about such things.
You should have been with me all day. You would be feeling sorry for me and wondering how I'm even able to sit upright in this chair.
I'm just going to suggest that based on the first few minutes of conversation, they may not be believing you. I'm just going to throw that out there. Guess what else I was thinking about earlier?
What's that?
This is kind of a right turn because it really has nothing to do with what we were just talking about. But I had this thought. And you know I have to explore them when I have a thought.
Yes.
So I don't have one of those room vacuum cleaner things that, what do they call it?
Oh, yeah, like a what do they call those things? Radar.
Ryan's calling JR Radar today.
About a Bissell vacuum cleaner?
No. One of those things, there's a robot of things.
It's a robot that runs around the house and does things. Roomba.
Oh, yeah, I've got one of them things.
Roomba, because it's like Zumba, but it's Roomba.
It's a little, it runs on the floor and it's supposed to pick up stuff.
So I've always wondered, like, wouldn't it be fun to, like, really confuse that thing and move stuff around all the time? Would you confuse it?
I don't think so. I think there's a sensory thing in it. I think there's a sensory thing.
It's got a sensor. It's a little.
And then, when
I'm saying how much fun it was if you were, like, right ahead of it and you just kept making it change its direction all the time.
You prank the Roomba? This is where we have been all day. Let's prank the Roomba. Was there a point you were going to make? You're looking at your notes like, well, I messed up.
I just have it down here to just discuss.
Did you hear the story about the Roomba where the inside dog got up in the middle of the night and
inside dog?
No, worse. The little dog poo-pooed on the floor and the Roomba was set. You can set it to go vacuum at night when you're in the bed. And it went over the pile and it went everywhere.
No.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
That's when you just move.
That's when you move.
Light a match, collect the insurance. I mean, I didn't say that out loud because I would never suggest something like that on air.
Yeah.
But that's when you move.
I just can't even imagine.
They didn't. They cleaned it up. They stayed there.
I guess. I didn't ask them, but.
We need the rest of that story.
Okay, I'll find
we do.
It.
Okay, it's time to go into this first break. But before we go, let's do a little bit of Facebook shout out, shall we?
Okay.
Are you looking at the same thing? I'll say hello to one.
No, I'm trying
to
take care of business. This young man who is deceived. I'm just saying. I'm trying to set him straight in his ways. But here, I got two things over here. I got
to go back to Facebook and address the people you need to address. Meanwhile, hello, Pamela Booth Best. Karen Wellborn. Hi. And Rita Mooney Patrick. Oh, Karen was telling us the name of the Roomba. Thank you, Karen. Rita says she's glad she caught us live. God bless you, Shelley, and God bless you, Rita. Hello, Karen Wellborn and Pamela Booth Best. Oh, I've said that already. Vicki Hall, howdy, girls. And Peggy White Wages, and she says they're
Peggy.
Called Designer Breaks. Amen, Peggy.
Amen.
That's one of our friends. Hey, Terry Cobb.
Hi,
he says, this is an old friend of ours. I am so tired of tuning in and seeing all those signs behind you backwards. When are you going to fix that for us OCD people? I am so sorry for you, Terry. You just got to work with that because that's how it is.
Sorry.
Greetings to Rick Williams from Winterspith Computers. We got to act right if Wick's listening, Rhonda, because he's one of my sponsors. Hey, Rick. We're acting really right. We're doing a great job with this radio show.
He takes care of my computers.
Hello, Benji Holloway. Oh, if you have a computer issue, I just walk in.
They know
and
us
I just go
personally.
Here and I hand them my laptop and they fix everything and everything's lovely in my world again. So go to Wintersmith Computers when you have a problem. Greetings to Jennifer Hunter Kilpatrick. Good coffee. Yes, indeed. I am sipping me some coffee. Let's see who else is on. Wendy Richmond.
Hey, Wendy!
Aww,
Wendy.
She wishes she was here to help us stir up some trouble.
She was on Facebook. We talked about me moving to Arkansas. Aww,
you're not moving to Arkansas. Hello, Nancy Thomas and Missy Styron.
Hi.
And Tammy Gunner. Well, that's Missy Styron, Amy. I was referring to her as her maiden name.
We know her.
Tommy Newman and Haley Cox. And we'll get back to the rest of y'all and give y'all a shout out in a little bit. Meanwhile, I'm going to try to keep Rhonda unwraps during the break, and then when I come back, I got a story for y'all.
Shelly here, Belle of All Things Southern. Y'all know I love Dixieland, but I'm also a big fan of distressed furniture, and Marouge, Louisiana's newest retail shop features both. The Cotton Bell Market has unique, ready-made furniture and the latest in home decor. Owner Bianca Yarborough will also take special orders to help you create that piece.
Hey. All right. Wendy says I can come too if you move to Arkansas. I can't move to Arkansas, Wendy. I love you, but I got to stay in Louisiana. Yvonne Jones says, hey, Shelly, Yvonne Jones from Hog Hair. I remember you. She's got Revival tonight, so she can't stay around and watch. And I think you're making a wise decision to choose Revival over me.
Oh, can they hear us?
Be blessed. Right now they can because JR turned on just my little Facebook Live thing.
Hey. Can we hear them? No, that doesn't work like that, does it? Never mind. Okay, really, I think you rubbed off on me today. This is what you were doing. I'm
hope y'all didn't miss that. Rhonda wants to know if y'all can hear us. I mean, if we can hear y'all. She wants to have a two-way conversation. I don't think they have yet to invent that on Facebook, but I'm sure it's coming down the pike soon.
Are they hearing us? Wait, I'm confused.
Yes, they're hearing us right now.
Oh, because we're live on radio.
Not right now. We're live in the break on Facebook Live. Y'all ignore her.
Facebook Live. Oh, okay.
Don't.
But we have two lives going on.
Y'all look, a lot of times I tell Rhonda, you're doing this. And we need you to do this.
Y'all just don't even know what the other 75% of this day was like. Shelly, really? Really? Just to be honest about earlier today.
I may have been a little distracted.
I asked her if she had too much coffee, if she didn't have enough coffee. Had she taken a painkiller?
I've been a little distracted. I may have a few things going on.
You do have a lot of things going on. I sympathize with you, but really,
I do have a lot of things going on.
I was sitting in the car like this.
Did y'all see that?
That's what I was doing. I'm just saying.
Okay, y'all just weigh in. Let me know who you believe. I mean, how normal do I look? And
the great thing is, we'll talk about this later. Shindig, because all this kind of stuff, we'll be dumping at Shindig at 6 churches in Texas. Aren't they excited?
Aren't y'all excited? We're going to come and dump. I love our choice of words. And we're back.
Oh, hello, Dolly.
Right.
Well, hello.
Okay, so if you weren't with us during the Facebook Live video,
you
consider yourself blessed because the break time can be a little stranger than the radio show, which is saying a lot.
Coffee
strong. I realize that. And speaking of strange, that brings me to today's story.
Well, give me a break. You just carry it. I'm gonna take care of business over here. You got it for the next couple minutes by yourself.
Really?
Yeah.
And I've never done that before.
Go ahead.
So
you got now you're on your own for just a couple minutes.
Okay. I'm feeling the pressure.
Okay.
I love how she slides in here once every 2 months and acts like, I'm going to try to let you handle it for a few minutes.
Yeah. Radar, don't be laughing over there.
Thank you, Red. Okay. Where am I in this story? I was going to tell you one on my sisters and I to bring you a little bit of straight run news. But first we'll throw it back a little bit. My sisters and I did some, and Rhonda can vouch for this, some dangerous things back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Just to see what would happen. For instance, I know you're going to need, we touched an electric fence just to see how it would feel. We walked the side rails of the bridge near our house just because we could. We even, stay with me here, shimmied across a cable above the churning Mississippi River. Because the massive rope was anchoring a barge to the elevator, and we wanted to explore the vacated vessel. We did, arms and legs wrapped around this big cable, and shimmied out to the barge. Brilliant, right?
No.
We didn't share that one with Mama until we were grown and married and had kids of our own, and she still liked to die.
Oh.
So here's my point. To some extent, and Rhonda can also identify, we understand that infamous line, hey, y'all watch this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Famous last word.
Our share of, hey, y'all watch this. What I don't understand is why Southerners always get tagged as the only people that use that line.
Really?
Because we don't have a lock on it, y'all.
That's right.
I bring you a story for illustrative purposes. It's the true, straight running crazy of a Colorado man. Now, to protect what is left of his privacy, I'm going to go with Mr. Smith, as in Mr. Smith and Wesson.
Oh, got
it? Gotcha. Okay, go with Mr. Smith here. Mr. Smith shot himself in the foot twice.
Oh.
Can anybody say twice?
Twice. I don't know how that happens.
He shot himself in the foot twice. Now, it is the second shot, G, that brings him to our attention here at All Pink Southern. Because it was very interesting to me. I found it very curious that the police report said that Mr. Smith was in his garage when he shot his bare foot with a .22.
Okay.
I can understand that. Stuff happens.
I
get that. It's his next move that bothered me.
I don't know what's coming
out. He put his boot on that injured foot, and y'all, he shot it a second time.
Boot? Why?
Because he said he wanted to see if it felt any different with his boot on.
Oh, my gosh. Where's he from? Up north?
Colorado. And
Colorado,
I'm not just going to suggest, I'm just going to flat out ask, do you think he may have been token a little something?
Mm-hmm. It is a mile high city.
It may have been several miles high when this happened. So his words, not mine, he put his boot on, shot himself the second time to see if it would feel any different. Now, as I stated earlier, my sisters and I have been curious when we were growing up about a lot of things. And, you know, we still remain curious, you and I, to this day. So perhaps you're wondering why someone who did something as dangerous and ridiculous as shimming across a heavy cable across the mighty Mississippi, how anybody that did that would have the audacity to place poor Mr. Smith in our straight-running crazy file. Well, it's simple, really. Are you ready for this?
Yep, ready.
Once is an experience.
Come on.
Twice is a trend. Three times? Three
funeral?
Times is a habit.
It's a funeral.
Three times is a funeral.
We've down at
we got a little bump on the jukebox.
Stories if we had one.
Shoot that jukebox.
Someone fired the old jukebox up. The song it sure was a sad one. Teardrop rolled down Bubba's nose from the pain the song was inflicting. And all at once he jumped to his feet, just like somebody kicked him. Bubba shot the jukebox last night, said it played a sad song, it made him cry. Went to his truck and got a 45. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. Not draw an easy breath till he laid that Colt on the table. He hung his head till the cops showed up. They dragged him right out of margins. They told him, don't you play dumb with us, son. You know damn well what the charge is. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. Said it played a sad song. It made him cry. Went to his truck and got a 45.
Like that song. I particularly like that lyric. I thought they were going to repeat the lyric that said, Bubba's never been accused
of being mentally stable.
Hey, you're not close enough to the mic.
Of being mentally,
unstable. Mentally stable. He has been accused of being mentally unstable.
Yes.
Just not mentally stable. I like that. Dun, dun, dun. That was really
interesting.
That's
going to be stuck. That'll stick
that
with me.
That was fun. Don't know about Mr. Colorado.
Yeah.
The toke.
Yeah.
Okay, so when we come back, we're going to be talking about Rhonda and I hitting the road in September. We're going to be dishing a lot of the details for y'all, so y'all don't go anywhere. We'll talk during the break, and then we come back, we're going to be talking about Shindig 2017.
Oh,
but
wait.
First, Rhonda,
okay, what?
Before you even get in any of those details, I have something pretty cool.
What?
A little piece of news that may apply to our road trip. The Recreational Vehicle Association, that's RVs, reports that their sales are at an all-time high, and the industry is crediting millennials with this double-digit growth in these RVs.
What?
You know what I think?
What?
I think they've decided that they're those little tiny houses on wheels.
Yes, absolutely.
That's what it is.
Absolutely.
They're finally going, why build a tiny house?
I've been asking the same thing.
Thank you.
I got an RV that's a tiny house.
Finally occurred to them 3 years, 5 years into the tiny house trend. I think the millennials are going, whoa, mom and daddy, they got them a tiny house parked out back.
That's right.
Mom and daddy need to charge them for that tiny house.
That's the truth.
I'm with mom and daddy on this one.
Yes.
Rhonda's got an RV.
I do. And it's very, and when they say when they watch those little tiny house shows.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, I will watch them. They're adorable. And they do, they have lots of fancier stuff than my RV. But I'm thinking, my RV is bigger than that.
So, do you think we should take your RV on the road?
It's awfully big, Shelley. I would be concerned. It's
huge. I like this idea. I could drive it. I could drive it.
Radar, you can drive.
No, you don't want me to drive. I'd be worse than Chili.
It is a fifth wheel, and it is 42 feet long, not including
the
truck.
Hey, my sister's listening. Hey, Rhonda Russian.
Rhonda, save me.
I love you, Rhonda Russian, Fabian. And she's saying something, but it's in tiny little print up there on the other camera, and I'll have to go to break and read it on the laptop to know what you're saying. But anyway, we're headed to a break, and when we come back, Rhonda and I are going to talk about some of those really cool details about Shindig 2017. Hey, join us in the break, and we're going to demonstrate something that about earlier that's really cool. Join us in the break on Facebook Live.
Hey, I'll leave
and we're going to go on Facebook Live, and I'm going to see, my sister was saying something. Are we ready? We're on Facebook Live. Hello, everybody.
Hey.
I'm already there.
Well, I've been confused today here in the studio. Have y'all noticed?
You are, because you're trying to type and do this, and you can't do both, clearly, because you're so distracted.
It's two live things. It's a live radio and a live Facebook.
Well, granted,
I
feel your pain because I do this a lot, and I understand it can be a whole lot at one time. I get that. Okay, let's see who else is here. Oh, that's my sweet friend from like childhood, Andrea Seifert. Hey, Andra. And that's Rhonda Russian right there. Mm-hmm. She says, oh, Rhonda, I told this Rhonda earlier about, I seen this episode. Now she's using that line.
Nana and Blair.
And Christian Valentine, one of my friends, says that my best friend cracks her up. Oh, she cracks me up too. Trust you me. Hello, Melanie Buckles Moore. Who else? Who else that we haven't spoke to? Oh, Tanya Almighty Dillon is with us live. Hello,
Whenever I think of her, I think about Tanya Tucker, and it makes me want to sing a Tanya Tucker song.
Okay,
but
go
I
for
can't
it.
Think of
you
one.
Sing background while I say hello to.
I need a Tanya Tucker song.
You don't know a Tanya Tucker
just
song?
Just give me a few lines, because she used to have a little thing with old Glenn Campbell, didn't she?
She did, but right now I'm saying hello to Irene Robinson.
Oh.
She says y'all are having way too much fun. We do have a good time, and Patsy Meredith likes our moves. But wait, Rhonda, we're going to run out of time.
I know.
We're
going to
run out of time, and I wanted to demonstrate this.
But we got to
now, this is mine.
Oh, wait.
But. No, we're not live yet. When we come back on radio, this is a break.
We are live, but it's Facebook Live.
Yeah, but this is a break. We're coming back on radio live in a minute. I have to keep her straight. Okay, there's... Uh-oh, we're coming back.
Okay.
We didn't get to demonstrate this.
Dad.
Gone.
We are back on radio live, and we are holding it down here at the studio
and
with Rhonda's radar.
Rhonda's always confused if we're really live or sort of live. But here's Tanya. I thought you were going to sing to Tanya Tucker.
You don't know this song?
Watermelon.
I know it.
She's got his ring.
Ooh,
he's got the keys to her heart.
Just let her sing. Okay. I like it.
Are you telling me to shut up?
No, you sing with her.
It's just a matter of time.
Rhonda Rush and I have decided that I'm apparently singing on air these days.
We'll
feather
wings and fly. Like two sparrows in a hurricane.
Two sparrows in a hurricane. Let's just think about that.
Trying to find their way.
I can't think of this song because God is making me think about two sparrows in a hurricane. Rhonda, I may possibly be losing all my audience today because we're weirder than normal, you think?
I think you've got more people tuning in today than ever.
Do you think? Okay, maybe so. All right, y'all keep leaving comments, and we're going to catch y'all up on what's going to be going on in the fall.
I mean, as in?
Like soon.
2 months.
But before the fall, before September, comes the month of August, which is tomorrow. And tomorrow, by the way, is my husband and my anniversary.
That's right.
Yay, my man and I. Yay, we will be married 36 years tomorrow.
That's awesome.
I married him when I was 5.
Yeah.
And what? Yeah. What? You don't believe?
25.
Why are y'all laughing?
25.
Okay, 25. I married.
No.
Married
19,
when I was 10.
Actually, or 18.
Married
you
when I was 10.
No. Stop.
I've lost my train of thought, and you're doing it to me. What was
it's
it?
Your anniversary, August is
yes,
deep.
My anniversary
the deep
tomorrow,
conference. You're getting to the deep
and
conference.
And what we're getting to is the deep conference. Now, we're having a great time today, and we're yucking it up, and that's all well and good, but we're also going to be having a good time at the events we're about to tell you about.
Oh, my goodness. Now, so I won't be at deep, but you
won't? The first one coming up is the deep conference in Bossier City.
Yeah.
And that's an event that it is way more than an event, y'all. It's like a happening. And Dr. Jonelle Kirby is behind it all. It's her vision. And a host of other speakers and myself are joining Jonelle We're inviting all of Bossier to come. You can find tickets online. I'll post more of those details in a few minutes. Do you know how to post the Deep conference link, G? Can you try that?
I bet I can.
Okay.
I'm going to
put Rhonda.
Where do you want me to post it?
Underneath our Facebook Live video. I'm going to put Rhonda in charge of that, so that should be interesting.
Have faith.
If she doesn't get it done,
have
I will do it after
faith.
The show. Okay. Have faith. Okay. I'm going to try.
Okay.
So we are putting on the Deep Conference in Bossier City. And, y'all, it's one day that is totally dedicated to God's Word. It's not about what personalities are there. It's not about anything other than helping women get into the transformative Word of God. Is this not, like, my favorite subject ever?
It really is. And I won't be at this one, but I've been to one before, and it was fabulous.
Fabulous.
It
we
really
did
is.
This last year here in Monroe. This year we're taking it to Bossier City, August the 19th, and then in October, and I'll be back with you on that date, we're having one in Ruston. I can look up that date, but it's escaping me right now. But the first one up is August the 19th.
September the 23rd in Ruston.
Yes,
at Temple Baptist.
You. Oh, you are on
You
top
don't
of
have
it.
A lot of faith in me, but I'm just here to prove you wrong today.
You did
I'm
good.
Just saying.
Rhonda spammed the links, y'all, for the tickets. And she's going to post it underneath our Facebook Live video. I really want you to come. If you are anywhere in the area, I guarantee you there are speakers there that can give you the tools to get in God's Word yourself. You know, I spoke at my own church yesterday. Rhonda wasn't there because she had her precious grandbaby Riggs.
Oh, my gosh.
Being dedicated at Christ Church.
Don't let me veer on that subject.
We'll be here the rest of the day if we talk grandchildren. So we won't be able to do that. We'll pull those reins back. But I spoke at my own church, y'all, and the topic of my message yesterday was, are we churching or are we changing?
Because I did get the preview.
You did. I always give you the preview. And I outlined a list of things that would help us all to decide if we were churching or changing. And one of the ones, well, let me back up and say it was built on 2 Corinthians 3:18, which is one of my favorite all-time scriptures that tells us if we are contemplating Christ Jesus, we will be transformed into his image. If we are beholding him, if he is our prize, he is our goal, then we will be transforming into his image from glory to glory. And what that means is change. There will be change in our life if we're after Christ. So I was helping us all to understand ways to find out if we were churching or changing, Rhonda. And one of those that I said.
Can you read them all?
I don't have them all with me, but one applies to the Deep Conference. I kind of have them in my head, but I'm not going to go there. One applies to the Deep Conference, and it said, if we are content to be fed God's Word without ever feeding ourselves, we may indeed be churching, but we're not going to be changing. And, y'all, that's the truth.
That's
as clearly
it.
As I know how to say it.
That's
and
it.
And at the Deep Conference in Bossier City, we're going to give y'all tools to get into God's Word. Okay, after Deep, and again, those tickets, Rhonda, give us a few details on Bossier City. You put that link up?
Yep, I did.
You got any details there on that page, ticket-wise and
that
type of
there.
Thing?
Well, there's a link that says purchase Bossier tickets. The event is the 19th. Let's see.
Are you seeing them?
Just,
I think
it's going to be 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Tickets are only $25.
There you go.
And it'll give
Not
you a web included. Link there. They're available starting June 1st. Anyway, you can just go online and buy your tickets. Do you know if there'll be any tickets for sale at the door?
I do not know because they have a limited seating.
Right. It's at a church. It's First Baptist
absolutely.
Church.
Absolutely. So there's a limited seating. And so we have a certain number of, stay there if you will.
I will.
A certain number of seats available. Rhonda, just list off those people that are going to be at the conference. Please.
Dr. Joneil Kirby, our
friend.
Pat Domenica.
That's
Pat
Domain, and
Domain.
She is an excellent Bible teacher.
Yeah, I can't say her last name, but she is awesome.
Awesome.
And then we got April Rogers, a hometown girl.
Oh,
precious.
And she is an excellent Bible teacher. Y'all, Pat and April are both seminary grads, but they don't speak above your head. They take what it is that they learned and they apply it to your life and teach you how to study God's Word.
We got Linda Trimble, and she can bring it.
I love her.
Me some Linda.
I adore
Mindy
her.
Lancaster. Of course, Miss Kay will be there. Miss
Phenomenal women right there. Linda Trimble, Mindy Lancaster, and Kay Robertson. I mean, doesn't it make y'all want to be
and
with
then,
us?
And then, I was saving the best for last. from All Things Southern, Miss Shelly Tomlinson. Well, great Bible teacher. Yes, well, and you are, and I love it.
Thank you. I will be there as well, and I'm looking forward to it. So that's 9 to 4, August the 19th. Please go get your tickets, and when you do, share the link and say, I got my ticket, so that I can wave at you and say thank you.
Awesome.
Okay?
Doors open at 8 a.m. that day, so you get there early.
Yeah, doors open at 8 a.m. You're really going to be glad that you made that investment.
Yes.
Okay, so after August comes September, and this is really exciting.
But I'm telling you, I just got a little nervous.
Did you get nervous just then? I saw you. I saw you get nervous.
We don't have a link. We need a link for our stuff.
I know. We'll work on that. I have yet to put up the website for Shindig 2017 with all the dates. Y'all, scheduling has been a bear. It's been quite a learning experience for me because when I said that we were going to do a mini tour, I'm going to let you address that in just a moment. When I said that we were going to do a mini tour in Texas, we had tremendous amount of response from churches that wanted to be on the schedule. And it's been a learning experience for me, Red, because then you start working with dates.
Yes.
And, you know, what church can do this date and this date, and then you can't have gaps in between the schedule. And anyway, it became something of a pickle. But the good news is that we have nailed down. We have one more church that's in the process of confirming, and then we'll be able to release those dates. Times,
right.
What churches and where we'll be. And it is what we did last year here, Rhonda, called Shindig.
Shindig.
On the road.
Yes.
So I know what Shindig meant to me.
Yeah.
But tell me about your experience. How much, what you enjoyed about it.
Oh, everything. Gosh, where I start, Shindig is just it's a way that we can come together and celebrate just life and learn and encourage one another to do life not compartmentalized away from Jesus. You just bring Jesus into every part of your life. And
Perfect.
We did everything from,
Perfect.
I mean, Loretta Lynn showed up. We had, Loretta Lynn showed up. We did celebrate.
Wait, no. Two Loretta Lynn showed up.
We did the Cupid Shuffle. We brought the word. We did the worship. We had prayer time.
Rhonda was in charge of worship
music. It was wonderful.
So she brought that. And I love how you said we were the goal. The goal is to learn to not compartmentalize our lives into, you know, this is when I go to church. This is when I go to work.
Right.
This is when I read my Bible and the rest of the day is when I do this.
Right.
But instead, how to live that well-blended life with Christ.
You know, I think I just thought of a word because we've been trying to come up with what's a great way.
Another way to express it.
Yeah. It's the fluidity. This is the fluidity of Jesus in every part of our world.
I love that. You know, water, Proverbs talks about when you let water out, you cannot recover it.
Yeah.
And that's very much the idea that just hit me, Rhonda, because the Bible promises that rivers of living water are in us.
Don't get me started. That's one of my favorite
scriptures. I love that. And so instead of, you know, like tapping into those waters, like gingerly taking a drink on Sunday, what we're wanting to do is just live in those living waters. Just invite Christ into every aspect of our lives.
Absolutely.
It's big fun. It's not just faith building, which is our main goal, you know, to teach people how to live in Christ. Teach is a word that just kind of immediately when I say that, how to encourage them to live a well-blended life for Christ. But then beyond that, Ronnie, it's just fun.
It is fun.
It's just a fun night.
It's a great example of how Christianity does not have to be rules and regulations. It's just fun. It can be fun.
Absolutely.
The joy of the Lord is something that we just, we depend on the world to make us happy. And joy himself lives inside of us.
And it doesn't mean that you are absent of problems and struggles and conflict. Amen. It means learning how to live
Stick
with
around.
Jesus
I will take over this radio show for the next hour and we will talk about
She could take it over for 15 minutes, but then we're off air, right? So you just have to hang around talking to the Facebook Live folks. But she could speak to that subject.
Everybody could. I mean, really.
Yeah, we really all
life
could.
Life is hard.
You know, I often think to myself, I get tickled, and I may have mentioned this to you before, but sometimes you see people say things like, everyone's fighting a battle, so be careful with the people you meet.
Right.
And I often suspect that sometimes people don't really mean all people are fighting a battle.
Yeah.
They just mean the ones that are making it known and public.
Right.
And the truth is exactly what they said. everybody has some struggle. And you know why I know that? Because the sweet red words of Christ Jesus that said, in the world you will have tribulation.
Come on.
So you may be looking at someone else's life. And I'm preaching right here, but you may be looking at someone else's life and say, oh, they don't have any tribulation.
Oh, yeah. Ooh.
That's because they're not airing their tribulation. They're not letting you see their tribulation. But trust me, if the red words say that in this world you will have tribulation, but be of good peace because I've overcome the world,
amen.
Then everybody's got some.
Everybody. We are faced with temptation, struggles. Refiner's fire itself. Mm-hmm. Because our struggles they're designed by God to bring us closer to Him.
Amen.
So it's really, count it all joy, the Bible says, when you do go through these things. So anyway, I could get on a soapbox.
So it could be hard to count it out joy, but you know what? You're counting joy. You're not counting the hard thing joy. You're counting being able to go through it with Christ Jesus.
Amen.
That's joy right there.
Amen.
So it's going to be big. So we do sing and dance. Yes, we do.
Yes, we do. And we have some special surprises for you this
week. We have gotten together and planned some surprises for I'm like wanting to do my pants like this. So we have planned some surprises for Shindig 2017 that go beyond the Shindig that I hosted here, that through here at the Civic Center last year. We are like adding a little layer of Shindig. Oh, and you know what? We have not mentioned. Now, we're supposed to be going into another break, but I still got to say
We have another break?
Yes, we have.
Oh, yeah. I thought we were on our third one.
No, we have a whole other break.
Hallelujah.
But you know what we have not mentioned?
What?
The Mary Snyder.
Mary!
Will be on tour with us.
From Winnie the Mission Compassion.
From Compassion. That's where I was headed. Mary Snyder from Compassion International is going to be with us on the tour because this Shindig tour is presented by Compassion International.
Yes, and we believe in that ministry.
Absolutely. And so we're going to be, aiming to get children sponsored as we learn to live a well-blended life for Christ.
I want to meet one.
But Mary Snyder is going to be with us, and that means you think it's on chicken bone with these two? When Mary Snyder's on board, anything can happen.
Triple the trouble. Triple the blessing.
Anything can happen. So we have special guests. We're going to demonstrate that in a moment. We have special guests that are going to show up and some special activities. So we'll be posting, again, all those dates and times.
And it's just a two-hour night.
Every evening will be 6 to 8. And one question they may be wondering that we can answer is whether or not every night will be the same.
No. It'll vary just a little bit. So if you at a church in, they're all in Texas so far. We'll bring it to any state that wants us. But anyway,
sure we just broke the internet with that.
I'm sure. So, if you're in the area, you make it to more than one, but it'll be up to the churches to get the information out as far
Absolutely.
As if they're doing tickets or is it free?
They're all handling that differently.
Yes.
So it will be up to the individual church, but they're going to be getting posters soon and then they'll be putting that up.
And people want to know if you're going to do it in Monroe again.
Oh, is that what that was?
Yes.
I saw you trying to get me to read that at the same time I was talking. And I am good at multitasking, but I didn't do that. So what was the question?
Are you going to do a Shindig in Monroe again like we did last year?
I feel sure we will. Now, not this season. Not in the fall. We won't be doing a Shindig.
Jesus doesn't come back before then. We'll aim for it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. All right, we are past time for this break, but the madness isn't over, so come back. We'll be right back.
Seriously?
Okay, so I have a new toy, and I'm going to let Rhonda demo it, because when I point up there, that means I'm pointing, at my iPhone. That's my iPhone right up there. Mm-hmm. And so I can't demo it on my iPhone right now because we're Facebook Live-ing. But this is what I got, y'all, and it is super cool.
It is really cool.
And if you're
really cool.
54-ish and you have hot flashes all the time.
Are you only 54?
Mm-hmm. You want one of these, because I saw it. And I thought,
get it. I got it. I'm sorry. It's that situation.
I mean,
where I
know,
take my
it will be 2018 here shortly, G.
But it won't fit in there because it's my case. Hang on.
Okay, let me help her.
So I can't get the.
Let me help her. This is a little fanny.
It's a
thing.
Fan. Okay, first of all, I saw it in the store, and I said, oh, these are for people that are really addicted to their phones. They get so hot, and they break a sweat. And she goes, I want one. Literally.
Of course I want one. That's because, okay. Check this out.
Did you just break my case?
Where? Oh, a little piece of rubber fell off. I'm
it's
sorry.
Not rubber. It's hard plastic.
Oh. Now I have to buy Gia a case. She's got an attitude. Okay, this isn't working. It worked on my phone.
Well,
Gia,
put it
did
in.
I break your case?
Okay, try it in. Put it in. It's broke now. Just go ahead and use it. JR, all day. Oh.
How much did your case cost? Because I think I'm going to have to buy you one.
This is an indestructible case that costs $225.
Dad,
something like it.
I ain't got $225 to pay over that case.
Yes, but you wanted to show people.
I did want to show them, but then you started whining about breaking your case.
I bought my phone case for $30, and it's last.
Well,
it's on its last
leg. Right, let me see if it fits.
Get Radar's phone.
His name is not Radar.
I like
uh-oh.
That new nickname because he's
not
like.
JR has to look at the thing and make sure we're not supposed to be coming back. Ronnie, you're supposed to be listening and see if there's anybody we want to say anything to.
I have been.
See? Okay. Can y'all look at JR?
Well, why don't
okay,
you?
Okay, JR, get over there. See my fan? Oh, there you go, JR. Oh, I wish you could see him, but I can't turn it around. Oh, hold it up on
Captain Crunch.
Yeah, hold it up, JR. There you go. Isn't that cool?
Baby, it's your love. 99 and 44, 100% your love. I wake up with sunshine.
Radar? I mean, JR? I saw you
playing. Hey, we're back live. Facebook Live or Radio Live?
See? Oh, we are late.
Greetings, everyone out there. What we want to know is, are you still with us?
Evelyn Clark,
throughout
yes,
all this madness,
us.
Are y'all still
hey,
with
Evelyn.
Us for one of the most possibly unusual radio shows you have ever
tell us
been a
if
part
this
of
has been
your
favorite show so far, or if we need to lose the news.
Lose the news? No, we probably need to, like, I don't know, lace it up a little bit, you think?
Oh, okay.
Okay, Melody Buckles Moore wants us to know, and you said it as well, Delta Dawn would have been a
Delta
Tanya Tucker
Dawn,
song you could have sang. JR, if
Delta
you want to find a little Delta Dawn, we might go there.
Okay, let me find the lyrics.
Hello, Rita. Hey, she aww. Says, great show. Oh, y'all are so sweet. I tell you, I said it before. I want to say it again. I have hands down the best radio listeners and
they
readers
in
the world because they are so supportive, and I appreciate them so much with their support. I mean, they're
they
super.
They are sweet.
They are really
sweet. Are either really bored right now.
One or the other.
They're precious.
Hello to Gino. That's Gene, my sister's
know.
Husband.
I see it heart.
Rhonda
I
said that
Gino.
He said to say hello. So,
right,
hey, Gene. I like him so much. I love him. He's a sweetheart. And hello, Evelyn and Clark. Keep red straight, Shelley. Evelyn.
Evelyn.
I'm trying.
Evelyn, really?
I am doing everything I can. And Anne brought one of our favorite people in the world.
Yes, indeed.
Says yes. It's fun watching you, too. Okay. So, wait. Wait, here's Catherine.
And Miss Anne, I'm working on the Facebook page
so
for
sweet.
The Delta Health
hello,
prayer.
Kathleen. She says, yay, hey, you're a sweetheart. All right, so I need to tell the folks about today's recipe because I always tell y'all I'm going to, and so I need to. This week's recipe, Rhonda, is actually pulled from the Storytelling Cookbook because it was just that time of year that I just wanted to remind everybody of butternut squash. I am such a huge fan of butternut squash, and I just
I never
don't think
cook it.
Right, it's not one of those dishes that people think about.
Right,
so that's why I pulled it back around, and it's so simple, Rhonda.
Well, tell me,
so simple. So if y'all have been like, you know, taking your little buggy and just pushing it right by the butternut squash in the grocery store, that is the big. It looks like acorn, but it's like a. Yeah,
like
it does. It looks like a big old acorn that falls out of the tree, but it's oversized acorn. That's what it looks like. You know, it's kind of got a big big top.
Okay.
Yeah. You're just looking at me and grinning, but it
really
does,
y'all. I might be thinking of a different squash.
It really does. It's like a big yellow squash, but it's orangey, and it looks like
it's the one that does the spaghetti.
No, that's what a spaghetti that? Squash. Y'all ignore her. Y'all just, like, okay. ignore her.
Well, and you I'm thinking my daughter-in-law might be growing you butternut go back squash. To so if you're listening, Amanda, recipes. You don't have to admit it, but here's the recipe. I'm just
butternut
saying.
Squash, y'all. It is the big vegetable that looks like an acorn.
I'm Googling.
And it's like a light orange, that's, dark tan, yeah. light orange color. Okay? So it's so super simple to prepare and cook in a way that you will enjoy. So you just prep the acorn squash, I mean the butternut squash by,
confusing me.
Peeling off the skin. Get a potato peeler or something like that, vegetable peeler, and remove the skin. And then you want to remove the pulp and the seeds and cut the butternut squash into bite-sized pieces. If your mouth is as big as, I mean, some of you want bite-sized pieces is larger than
See,
other people's.
That does not look like an
pieces.
Acorn. That's why you're confusing me. It looks like a gourd.
Oh, kind of, sort of, yeah.
That, so Amanda does grow those.
Okay, she may be right, but I see an acorn there. But anyway, back to the recipe. And she thinks, I'm off task today. Back to, she's putting the picture up on Facebook Live, y'all. Back to the recipe. Prep it into bite-sized pieces. Take olive oil and minced garlic, Rhonda.
I'm with you.
Okay, take your little beautiful fingers after you wash your hands and just, you can use a spoon, but it's easier with your little hands. Toss that olive oil and that minced garlic all around on your squash, okay?
Yes.
Lay it in a single layer on a sheet pan.
Yes.
Cookie sheet and put it in your oven at, say, 375, 400. It's going to take a good 40 to 45 minutes.
Oh, it is?
And y'all... It just,
did you say cilantro?
Those natural juices. I'm about to. Okay. Thank you. You're reading the recipe. You're so helpful.
I thought you would already tell it.
So after you remove it, it's going to release its natural sugars, and it's just going to be this delicious vegetable. You're going to salt and pepper it well, and you can cut up some chopped cilantro on it, which Rhonda wants y'all to know because she's reading my recipe before I get there. You're going to chop up some cilantro on it if you like that flavor, and we do. Or you could take some lime juice and squirt it across the top. However you dress it, once you're done, it's good eating from the All Things Southern Kitchen to yours.
Whew, I'm exhausted.
Well, you should be. You made that recipe a lot harder than it had to be. Good golly, can anybody else say have mercy?
Amanda, I'll bring you the recipe. She grows those things.
Why did I have
He's so happy I'm here. But really, you don't put the cilantro and stuff on it, then cook it?
No. You put your fresh herb on it last. Y'all, I really want to get to the Southern Comfort.
Oh, because this is
my
our last
sidekick,
segment.
Who has accused me all day of being scattered.
Okay. It just happened when I got here, and it's because that coffee that I poured in my cup, I swanted. The cup is this big, but I think it was meant for a Demetassie-Wassie cup.
That's some strong go-go juice coffee. And that's what happened to her, and that's her story, as she's sticking to it.
Yes. You going to talk about Jesus now? Because I can bring it down.
I am. But yeah, I'm going to try.
I don't know how Delta Dawn's going to get squeezed
really
in here.
I really am going to try, but let me just say we'll go off with some Delta Dawn if she'll let me get this in.
Which reminds me of a story.
I'm not listening, all my listeners. Okay, so folks, when I really need to process something, I go over yonder and leave me alone throughout this whole segment. Okay. When I really need to process something, I often find I need to sit down and work it out through my fingers. Over and over again, God has used my own words to speak to me through what I'm typing, my own words to teach me what He is asking of me. I've heard friends express similar sentiments. Some are published authors and others just journal for their private enjoyment. But they've all had the experience of learning through their own writing. Now, I tell you this in hopes that you'll understand why I'm so completely captivated by this verse. Listen to this, Rhonda. It's 1 Chronicles 28:19. I love it. I found it when I was researching my manuscript that's coming out in January. The words are attributed to King David, but it sounds like something that I myself have said. And here's the quote. All this, said David, the Lord made me understand in writing by His hand upon me. Is that beautiful?
Amen.
By his hand upon me. I love that. So that
Hallelujah.
Means he was writing and the Lord was making him aware of something through his writing. Now, y'all, that's cool. So swap a scroll for a keyboard, and you've got King David doing exactly what we talk about doing, processing what the Lord is saying through our fingers. That's we good. Can often do this through conversation. You and I have talked about how the scripture iron sharpens iron.
Yes.
Many times when we're not being quite so silly, we're talking about something
right.
important. And in talking to each other, the Lord will teach us something.
Absolutely.
Through what we're saying.
Absolutely.
It puts me in mind of another great scripture, and this is the one we're going out with. Then those who feared the Lord spoke to one another, and the Lord gave attention and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him for those who fear the Lord
Jesus.
And who esteem his name. That's beautiful right there.
That's beautiful.
And that's Malachi 3:16. And we're almost out of time, so let's sing them out.
Are we singing Delta Dog?
We are.
Could it be a faded rose from
Can we have some spiritual
by?
Significance here?
I'll try.
And did I hear you say he was meeting you here today to take you to his mansion in the sky?
Hey, that's Delta Dog, see?
I know.
Well, you know I can't stay on mine.
All the folks around Brownsville say she's crazy.